Hello, buzz.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS. I need to play the YMCA song tomorrow for.
You are actually talking over the intro.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Hackerverse Radio. You're listening to us on the 21st of February 2007, and in the studio tonight we have myself, Belial, Sapphire, Vesalius, and Mr. Luke, aka Shaxter.
Hello.
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 Hey.
How are you all tonight?
Fine.
Good.
Actually speak into the microphone there, so far.
Okay.
Because it's not going to work otherwise. It's not one of those fancy wireless microphones.
Oh, I am sorry.
So, there's. I don't actually know which one computer to look at. Let's go with the laptop on my lap. We've had some ups and downs with the IRC network, haven't we? Vesalius was saying on his awesome little radio show that he created all by himself.
No, it was Shaxter as well. It was actually, he originally had the server, and I said, since I've set one up before, do you want me to set one up and we'll join up?
Yeah.
And then we suggested an idea of having a little network, and I said we should keep it amongst people we know.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And now almost every member of HV has a server connected.
Yeah. I mean, we did used to have our own Hacker Voice IRC server, but it was just one.
It was hybrid, wasn't it?
That's right. It was a bit shit, but it did the job. This is the first time that I've ever configured Unreal, and it's pretty good. I think
Unreal's mint.
It is pretty cool. So apparently I'm connected to someone. I'm connected to you, and I think I'm connected to Naxter as well, but Naxter's been a bit lazy and he hasn't properly done the DNS for me.
What it is, your server, Shaxter server, and Naxter server are all Leafs. Mine's the main hub one because mine's got services on.
Right, okay.
So you're all connected to it, so it all branches off.
Sure.
For me, we have, I think it's Zachalus. I don't know, I can't pronounce his handle properly.
Yeah.
What, who rates services?
Yeah, every time he connects, I take him into channel to test, and I kick the bot serve bot, and he absolutely rates the shit out of it, and it just, the bot comes back in, and Shan serve and bot serve come back in, take control of the room again, and then his server boots him out the room, boots him off the server, and they come back and it keeps doing it, and then it dies on my end.
Well, it must be that his configuration isn't set up right then.
It's not, though, because he sent me the config file, and I went through it, and it's pretty much identical to mine.
Weird.
It is, I don't know what it is. Maybe my services just don't like him.
Maybe. But anyway, it's working now, so I think if we all... if we all connect at once, I mean, sorry, if we have the round robin set up, and it will basically spread people across our network, so somebody connects to my server, somebody connects to yours, and so on, I think that will work pretty well.
Well, the idea is to get this, once we've got it all set up, we'll be able to have the Hacker Boys community here, and like I've said so many times before, it's from my point of view, I don't know if everybody else agrees, I'm sure you will, that anyone's welcome, really, as long as they're not going to come and cause loads of trouble. If they want to come, own little communities, want to come and...
I've got a friend who's set up a channel on my server. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I've got a friend from DevIRC. She's got a server. There's about only about six people over there, but she's wasting her bandwidth because of that.
Well, I'm more than happy to. I have unlimited bandwidth, so you know, I'm more than happy for people to join the network, and you know, if they want to bring their friends along, that's better. Because you know, at least now we have the infrastructure to support it. We can definitely expand it, and you know, you got to tell your friends about the radio station. You got to tell your friends about the community, and spread the word. Really,
one problem that. Do you worry about, though, with the infrastructure, like you said? What if this box goes down and we're all linked to it?
Well, that's what I was thinking. If we have two hubs, then likeliness of a dramatic disaster happening is less. So if I'm a hub and someone else is a hub, like Vesalius's box, and we have at least two connections, two leaves hanging off each hub, then it should be better. And then the round robin should be able to pick up on that and distribute the load across the network.
Yeah, sounds a lot better.
Well, yeah, that can be done. Mine shouldn't go to... It went down yesterday because all of a sudden yesterday, everything I attempted to do, computer and just generally socialising at work with my dad, everything went horribly wrong, and I got really annoyed, kicked my BT home hub like across the flat into a wall, and then kicked the computer and then unplugged it and got really annoyed, and then woke... And then, sat down, and did I tell you about my project I was doing with the PHP API?
No.
I'm creating an API. It'll be encoded, and it'll be for sale. And so we can use it for the Hacker Boys radio site if you want. And it has a template system, and it's the basic skeleton. And you put there's a plugin class. So if you want your site to do a certain thing, you put the plugin on, and the plugin then makes the API. Do all that, and I sat down yesterday and started coding a bit more of that, and it all worked straight away, no errors except for things like missing out brackets. And I was like, "Wow, everything's working!" So I got really happy and set up the server again, which is why we're all back.
Excellent.
Do you know what's ironic though? Yesterday, Vers, when you turned your server off.
Yeah.
Well, I'd spent all day trying to get mine relinked, recompiled it twice, enabled SSL. And then as you were, having a really bad time and turning the box off, I was editing my index file for the website, just basically saying, things should be working now. And then I turn to a different desktop, look at what's happened there, and think, fuck.
It's me flipping out. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was just having a very bad day.
That's all right. It happens.
Today has actually been a lot better, despite I had Winamp die halfway through the... That's it. And then Naxxer somehow destroyed his VPS somehow. I don't know how. Everything went down. But you don't have. There's a problem with everything. Nothing works perfect all the time.
And also, people have to understand that this is like a. I can't put it in a better way, but like an amateur. Amateur network, as it were. I mean, I have a pretty stable connection. It will become much more stable when I finally load balance my two lines. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. It's going to be massive, hopefully. I mean, we've already expanded the whole back end to the Hacker Voice TV stuff. So we have like at least a terabyte worth of storage on that baby, and everything's coming together nicely. I have a IBM e-server, NX series, that runs the IRC server on my end. And it also does a lot of the storage. So I have like five SATA disks that are rated and all that kind of good stuff. So I think within a few, I'd say half a month really, we should be looking at quite a nice, big, stable network for people to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, we got. It's like I'm subcontracted by someone I met through a forum actually in America who has his own hosting company. I have a free account there. Obviously, I have the certain thing. I can't put stupid amounts of stuff on there as long as it doesn't put a huge load in the server. But we've got space over there. We can. At the moment, it's being used for the development for the site. We also do shoutcast hosting, so if ever the stream dies, there's a problem with it. There's always a backup there. I can jump in.
Yeah.
And go sort that out and have a look at that. And he's already said he's more than willing to, if we have any trouble, he's more than willing to help us out for one. I did explain to him the name of it was Hack for Voice, and he went, if you need any help, just come along. And I was like, no, you do know the name is Hacker Voice Radio. And he was like, yeah, I was like, okay then.
So, cool.
This is actually, from the last couple of days, actually thinking about it, because I remember, I know you were trying to build up on the community, but it never really went that fast. And I just noticed, thinking about it, in the last week, it's gone up so much.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's 18 people on the network that we only actually pretty much set up about 6 hours ago. Pretty much all of us there, and people are listening to the show, and all sorts of things.
Yeah, we have over 500 members on the forum, and I remember when we started, we only had about 200 or so people, and maybe 20 or 50 of them were actually active people. So it's really taken off over the years, and I'm really proud to say that it has. So it can only really go up from there.
Well, hopefully, because I can remember when I first came across Hacker Voice, like I said, like Scobie's only just got an email that I sent on the 2nd of November 2005.
That's how bad he is at doing his job.
I never looked into hacking as such, never attempted to do it or that sort of stuff. But I, at that age, I was really, really bored. And to stop me going out and drinking and doing loads of drugs, like all my mates were, I thought I'm going to go teach myself something new. I sat down and I read it all, and I can remember getting in contact. And then all of a sudden, I just lost interest in computers for a while.
Yeah.
And then came back. And the first thing that came to my head when I opened up, when I was browsing to the internet, there was a story about hackers or something, and it said hacker, and on the next line down, right underneath, it said voice.
Yeah.
And I thought, I recognise that from somewhere, and I actually came back.
Excellent.
So everything should be going well.
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit better at responding to people's emails. I tend to respond the same day and not 2 years down the line.
Yeah, I'm not too good to that. I'm better with real-time chat, like IRC or MSN, and those sort of things. Probably because I don't have a social life, so I'm always here to read it anyway, which is always a good health.
Yeah.
Don't agree with me, don't say I haven't got a social life.
You don't. Well, you do. I mean, you're on IRC, aren't you? That's.
You know, that, you're here right now.
Let's see how many Nicks are into the channel. That's how many people you know.
I don't think being an IRC channel, I've completely forgot what the word was that I was going to use. But I don't think that means I have a social life. But anyway, I'd rather be doing this than I don't even know what my mates are doing. I'd rather not know what they're doing, to be honest. Causing trouble.
So, any kind of news topics or anything that you guys have come across during the day that you're interested in ranting on about?
Something amazing right now.
Yeah.
I'm rehashing my server.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to look around, to be perfectly honest, that much today, because I've been playing with stuff and trying to get it to work.
Apparently, BBC and YouTube are striking a deal together, which should be quite interesting, as BBC tend to be a bit more... on the whole, kind of copyright things, rightly so, as they are a broadcasting body, and YouTube are a kind of not very concerned with a lot of things as far as copyright goes, unless they're specifically told that they should remove a certain video. This is just a story that I just picked up on now.
I don't, to be perfectly honest, I don't really know that much about BBC. I haven't watched TV in ages. The only time I ever see it is when I walk to the lounge to the kitchen to make a coffee and my dad sat watching Simpsons or something. So, from what I remember a while back, wasn't it Google brought YouTube or sponsored YouTube or did something? I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I think there were talks that the Google videos would basically... become part of YouTube, because obviously YouTube is far better than Google Videos. But Google Videos are pretty much just videos, and they're not terribly great. And I mean, our videos are on Google Video as well as YouTube, and we get far more views on YouTube than we do on Google Videos.
Same here.
But there are pluses and minuses. I mean, the YouTube one, if you want to find a video, it's really shit to actually be able to search for them, because their tagline and query kind of things are really bad, whereas Google is really good. You can pretty much find exactly what you're looking for if you're searching for it through Google. Being Google, a search engine, you know, you'd expect it to be pretty good at being able to find what you're looking for from their content. Yeah, so that should be an interesting development. I mean, I think this whole kind of video blogging and stuff is a bit insane to me. I mean, can you imagine the amount of fucking terabytes worth of bandwidth they use every day just to host the videos?
Because I was thinking about doing it because you said I should record. So from now on my shows, I'll be recording. And then I actually thought of, for now, setting up my webcam and recording while I'm broadcasting the show and putting the show over it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I know what
you
mean.
So this is like just as a little video, put it on my YouTube or something. This is me while I'm broadcasting the radio. You can see me dancing and just generally looking around really lost like I am now if I'm talking to myself. Whatever that YouTube and Google thing, when I watched the video, it was on the homepage of YouTube, they were stood outside the Google complex, and I saw a sign, and I wondered what to get, and I went in, I looked, and it's, actually I did a lot of research on Google, because I was just intrigued by it. They have, from what I've seen, a really good complex with there where everybody lives and goes and works, and it's really, I think it's the sort of atmosphere and the sort of place that Steve Jobs was aiming for when Apple was first created, but he didn't get it because, from what I've heard, he's a bit of a douche, or from what I've seen in the Pirates of Silicon Valley. But things are going big and corporate, and it's not going to be long before somebody tries to buy out Hacker Voice.
I really doubt that would happen.
Then we'll be big and corporate.
Yes. Hacker Voice is sponsored by
Colgate toothpaste.
For a minty fresh breath when you're hacking.
or a security thing.
Yeah.
A security firm that protects you from that.
Well, we used to have you know those little kind of like tags on websites where it says like hacker safe, tested daily.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jordan saw that on Maplin's.
Yeah, we had I basically took the image, stuck it on the front page, and it would say, like, Hacker Safe on the front page of hackervoice.co.uk. And if you clicked on it, it would basically redirect to another page that was actually being tested by Hacker Safe. So, in fact, their own Hacker Safe emblem is not actually Hacker Safe, because anyone can use it and stick it on their site.
People don't think about those things. There are a lot of stupid people, but I've seen find the majority of stupid people actually work in tech support call centres.
Oh, there you go again.
Yeah, that will tell you to sort out your DNS, you have to do a system restore. And if you tell them you're not on a Windows PC at the moment and you're running Linux distro without a GUI, they put you on hold for about an hour and they go and look at what Linux is. What a GUI is, because I have no clue. but enough of the ranting about tech support.
So apparently, Balmer or Balmer, however you want to pronounce his head,
Ballbag,
has reissued Microsoft's patent threats against Linux, warning open source vendors that they must respect his company's intellectual property and presentation to New York financial analysts last week, Microsoft chief executive said that the company's partnerships with Novell, which it signed in November 2006, demonstrated clearly the value of intellectual property, and even in the open source world. He goes on to say in the report that But I don't want to eliminate in your minds the notion of risk of pricing that comes from competition with open source. We are higher priced, but we bring greater value, apparently. Alongside the renowned threat over intellectual property, Balmer was over bullish over winning large corporate accounts against Linux vendors. We have done very well versus Linux on the desktop and on the server, and I'm hopeful that we would build share. We will build share, apparently, that's what it says, particularly in web servers, high-performance clusters from Linux in the next year, he told analysts, which is complete bullshit, because the general server market, the general web server market is all dominated by Linux. If you want to go actually in a kind of corporate environment and you're doing any sort of clustering, you can tend to think about a Linux cluster more than a Windows cluster.
Mm.
There's such thing as a Windows cluster.
There
what?
Is, yeah.
It's a bit crap.
I
think that people will respect Microsoft's intellectual rights when they do something intellectual, like make an operating system that actually works and doesn't destroy things like Winamp. I think that's not a Microsoft program, but I can guarantee the reason it crashed is something to do with the operating system as opposed to the actual program. So, Linux is good, and I do actually like it, but there are a lot of people out there. It's like, because I saw an image the other day that said Linux, because a lot of people don't actually like building their car from scratch. A lot of people don't like, they just want a computer to use with an operating system they can do, and they don't want to fiddle around and play with it like we do.
Yeah.
Mm. And Scoby says Vista actually works, so I make the presumption that he hasn't actually used it yet by that.
Well, he uses it all the time, apparently.
Well, the thing is, these are kind of empty threats from Microsoft, because if they actually had a case, they would actually file a lawsuit against Linux vendors. But I think the point is that if they were actually serious about this, they wouldn't stand in court at all, for the reason being that if Windows played an open hand, I think we'd see a hell of a lot of stolen code from other people over open source, because after all, it's open source. You can actually read the source code for yourself and actually see if there's actually any kind of copyright infringement.
Mm. I can understand both point of views. Like my point of view doing my web design, some of the things, like the project I'm doing at the moment, won't be open source, because a lot of the time, putting that much hard work into it, it does feel weird to go and give it out for free when you've spent so long doing it.
Yeah.
I suppose. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. It depends on the type of person as well. Microsoft have a good thing going, but Linux have a good thing going, and always, isn't like I still think in 100 years when technology is so advanced, it's still going to be Microsoft versus Linux, open source versus corporate, it always will be.
Do you know what? You just heard one of those Bill Gates 240-odd case should be enough for anyone kind of things. Probably.
What?
I reckon you'll look back on what you just said and think, you know what, I'm pretty wrong there.
What do you mean?
Well, do you really think Microsoft are going to be around in a few years when people realise that, you know, Linux is getting pretty ready for the desktop? I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight or whatever, but it will probably happen.
But they'll come up with a way.
Yeah.
They'll definitely come up with a way to compete against Linux, and there'll still be a lot of people. It'll take a while for Linux to be ready out the box for you to put the disk in and don't have to configure a thing. It orders it itself with little pretty buttons and...
Fedora caught surprise me, to be honest. I tried it. I expected it to be crap, but it actually works, and it's really good.
Oh, it's got... It reminded me too much of the Windows installation. They've got Anaconda, isn't it? The installation.
That's right.
That is yes.
That is correct, yes.
Fedora Core, isn't that made by... Cause I know
it is made by the people who make Red Hat, yeah.
Yeah, because the people who make Ubuntu are also the people who make Debian, aren't they? It's like a smaller project.
Well, Canonical, they don't make Debian.
No, Ubuntu.
Yeah, the people who make Ubuntu, Canonical, don't make Debian, do they?
No, they don't. They, Ubuntu is based on Debian. Damn it, you made me completely pronounce it wrong.
It doesn't matter. Most of the time when we say it, we're typing it anyway, so yeah. pronunciation isn't that important.
Yeah, Mr. Linux.
Yeah, and I pronounce Windows Windows. That really pisses them off. So you're going to call Linux Linux, I'll call Windows Windows.
Oh, loads of people refer to it differently. It also depends, as well, with things like that, on where you're from. Because even if you are saying it the same, with a certain accent, it's always going to sound different.
Yeah.
So we have HD Junkie on the stream as well. Hello. Can you hear us?
Is there any
you have a mic?
In there?
Apparently he doesn't have a microphone.
That's pretty helpful.
Come on, shout!
What the hell was that?
Sorry, that was me breathing.
Oh, Belial?
Yeah?
Someone wants you to pronounce Linus, or Linus, on IRC. Shaman does.
Linus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Linus? Yeah, Linus.
So speak to us, HD Junkie, because I'm not sure we can actually hear you. Say hello. No. Apparently, we can't hear him. He said it's fuck sword. It is indeed. You might want to try the echo test and then come back to us.
The Skype test call.
That's right, yeah.
And he's like, I keep inviting that to a conference for some reason because it always amuses him.
You're trying to talk to a non-existent person.
Yeah, it's someone to talk to and tell them about my problems. And they listen to you. They're only for 10 seconds, but they do listen to you. I did actually read, I'm going to go and... So I spoke to Naxter, apparently a while ago, Mac actually had a gaming platform.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere recently something about Macintosh, well, Apple, a planet. I don't even know what to call them, Macintosh or Apple. They're the same pizza, same company, really, isn't it?
They're the same pizza, yeah.
Yeah. Same pizza?
Yes. It's all the same fruit.
Mac is PC lined by Apple, to clarify.
Because I read something somewhere that they're planning to make a gaming console, or not a gaming console, a gaming platform, a version of their OS. I know that's exactly what, when someone said it to me, oh, there's a Wikipedia section on Mac gaming. And that's correct. You can play Pong. Also, I read that. I'm trying to find out where I read it now. But now I've lost it.
Never mind.
I'll turn up. Oh, no, there's a list of games you can play on the Mac. Bejeweled and Pong, pretty much, and Pac-Man.
Not Pong backwards by Bungie. The only game.
Right, let me call him back, because apparently he might have fixed it.
Has he plugged his mic in?
I think so. Ringing. And it's gone off.
And he's busy.
Let's call him again. I will call him every 20 minutes on the hour. Forever. Till he blocks me. Oh, he's blocked me.
Waiting for the lady to get ready.
I think he's having some problems. But we'll give him a few seconds and see if we can get him back in.
And call him repeatedly again.
Yes. Yeah, what else do we have to talk about? Well, I went to a bookshop today, and I was on my lunch break, and me and Saf were going around this bookshop in town, and there's loads of kind of different books, as you would expect in a bookshop, and then they actually had a computer section, which was interesting. Which actually have some very, very, very good books. All right. Sorts of stuff from Linux. They have a complete Linux section, and they have this like hacking section, which is about 20 books, about 5 books or so. And I was having a look at this one book, and like on the first 3 pages, it tells you how to lockpick and how to make like padlock shims. I thought, oh fucking hell, I know how to do that. And then I kept on reading through the book, and I thought, oh, I've got to buy this. And then I realised that everything in the book I already knew.
You already know.
And then I read through most of the other books, and I thought, wait a second, I know most of this other stuff as well. But it still is pretty amazing, because most of the stuff that I know, I didn't read from a book. I just kind of taught it myself and learnt it or from the web or whatever. So, it's just pretty cool.
Cool.
I will have to go and buy a few of those books just to kind of say I haven't, you know, and maybe give them to other people and stuff to read. So yeah.
I've got to probably buy some books. I find it hard to read documents, but they're e-books or text files. Read it off a computer screen. I can't concentrate.
Yeah.
And read off that. So I'm trying to find hard with PHP. I tried to learn it and I couldn't. And I went to my library and got a book, which I took out, I think it was 3 years ago now, and it's actually behind me.
Right.
I still haven't taken it back. And I sat and I read that. So I'm going to have to find some, but you live in a much bigger place than I do. It's so hard to find anything decent around this area.
Actually, I don't. I've moved out of London, so...
Have you? I didn't know.
Yeah, so I live in a small town, but it's... It's got a huge shopping centre, so, it's...
We've got a fairly huge shopping centre, it's not very... We've got a Waterstones, I think.
Oh,
I went in there, and that doesn't seem to have any interest in computing books, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, actually, because most of the bookshops that I go to don't actually have anything good in them, as far as kind of hacking goes. They have, like, the odd C++ book and PHP book and stuff like that, but this one has quite a good mixture of interesting books to pick up on, so I'm gonna buy a few of them when I get some money, and hopefully I'll learn something.
You might learn. Everyone learns something new every day. Well, you around the London area?
I am, yes.
Because I think one of my friends is going down to London and he wants me to go down because he's going to meet someone, so I might venture off. He keeps saying we're going to go down but never tells me when, so when we go down I'll have to venture off and come and meet you all.
Definitely.
And so we'll find something interesting to do in London.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to be down in London on the, I think it's the 2nd of March, so that's next Friday. For the 2600 meeting. So if you want to pop down and have a chat with me, I will be found. If you go to our meeting section, you'll get all the information from there on www.hackervoice.co.uk.
I'll be trying to find the Manchester one again with a couple of mates.
Yeah, the Manchester one, I think we've got a few bits of information on that as well somewhere in the meetings forum.
I went to one, and then they moved the place after continuity and all that.
That's
which
right,
couldn't make it. So, but then after that, we tried going there, and we just spent the whole night looking around.
Right. Well, I have information. Well, I have a phone number of one of the guys. Well, from the guy that actually organised continuity, because I was there, and so was most of the other London people. I don't actually know, but I think it's like not the Bull's Head, but somewhere in Manchester where they met up. I can't really tell you now because I don't remember. I was too drunk and took way too many drugs.
Well, I've actually just found out and Mike's going out to London and I might be going with him. It's not next week, the week after.
Oh, right.
So if you're in, I'll have to speak to you as soon as the time to see if you're around. What I'm actually interested in is, I didn't know, Venom's from Birmingham.
I think
which
so.
Which is just like, I don't know actually, what, 10 miles away from me. I can go up there on the train in 20 minutes. I was just thinking, because I don't, this place, well, probably because of the sort of person I am, my sort of style and dress and music, I don't meet that many like-minded people.
Yeah.
But because a lot of the people who are into this sort of thing, stereotypically, tend to avoid people like me, the loud, boisterous people. So I'm just trying to find like-minded people, so that someone, because when I talk to my mates about some of the stuff I've been doing or some of the stuff I've been learning, I have absolutely no idea what's going on. Like the one I showed you, that text file, I told him I was installing Active Perl.
Yeah, he thought I was hacking.
Yeah, so he went and installed antivirus software, which I thought was really funny, but I thought, I'm not going to provoke an argument, I'm just going to go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I laughed at that as well.
So there was, where are you from then, Luke?
Me? Manchester. Different parts of Manchester, I guess.
Manchester. Oh, I completely forgot where Manchester was then.
We're on the map somewhere.
I haven't got a map, actually.
I guess I'm really lucky in that respect. So about mates who have similar interests in that, because two of my mates, a couple of years ago, like, well, I know one of them were too interested in computers, but now I know both of them definitely love it about as much as I do, which is tough.
Well, one of my mates is interested. He was like, with me and him, we went to his and we built computers and ripped his laptop to pieces and just generally played with stuff and went and looked up things online, had a laugh and took things apart and rewired things and made other things with it. And all, to be honest, it's as he's got older, you'd have thought he'd have got a bit more interested, but he's actually sort of moved away from it, and all he seems to do now is spend his time getting stones. And I'd love to find somebody like that.
Cool, well, yeah, I mean, it's important to meet up with other people. I think from the feedback that I've gotten from people that go to 2600 meetings, they tend to learn a hell of a lot more than they do if they're online. Because it's always important. I don't know, it's better interacting with a real human being in front of them,
yeah,
showing you things that how to do and tips and suggestions and kind of stuff like that you wouldn't necessarily get from someone who you're speaking to over IRC, especially if you know somebody's asking you how to do something over IRC and you're doing 1,000 things at the same time. You can't always pay 100% attention to them, and you don't know if that person, you know, at the end of the line that you're speaking to and you're asking help for, you know, has had a good day or a bad day. But when you're actually there at a meeting with a whole load of people, they're all in the same kind of mood, they're all in the same, you know, environment, and they're all drinking beer and everybody's merry, and there's a lot of cool stuff that happens at the meetings, and that's why I should recommend for everyone who's listening to the show to at least attempt to find where your local meeting is and go ahead and visit it. And don't be afraid that you might not fit in. Don't be afraid that, you know, that everybody's going to be leader than you and all that kind of stuff. Because everybody's going to...
Yeah, we're all pretty accepting. And
exactly. Everybody's very accepting, and it doesn't matter what your skill level is, you're going to fit in. And to tell you the truth, most of the time we don't even speak about technology. I mean... mainly on the mid-month meetings, we just tend to meet up and discuss things that we need to do in projects and you know how things are going and stuff like that as far as Hacker Voice goes. But generally on the 2600 meetings that we do meet up, it's a varied mixture of people. So there's a group of people that are doing something on a laptop. There's another group of people that are getting extremely drunk, and you know so yeah, there's a great variety of different subjects that are talked about at the meetings, so yeah, definitely it's worth a go. And I'm sure that, you know, if you live far away, somebody might let you, you know, stay over at their house, or you know, to give you a link to a hotel that, you know, that's cheap around the area that they know. So yeah, it's always a good thing to make an attempt to do it.
I think that's what stopped me going from, because they have a bum meeting in. They have a meeting in Brum, don't they, 2600?
Yeah.
I've never actually attended for two reasons, mainly because I didn't think, because of my lack of knowledge, I didn't think that I'd actually fit in there that well. And secondly, because there's going to be quite a few people there that I don't know who they are, and I didn't really have anyone to go up with. But since I found Venom is from Brum, I'll probably see if he fancies going up, and we'll go up to one, so at least there's somebody else there that I know vaguely, so I'm not stood in a big room of people
sure
who I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Birmingham meeting is, when we went there, it's a completely different feel from the London one. I think they're very much more civilized than us down in London. A different kind of feeling, different kind of hackers. A lot of Linux stuff going on there. Loads of Linux developers and Ubuntu and stuff like that. So it's a different kind of flavor. But down in London, I don't know how to describe it, but it's more militant, as it were. You know, you have a whole bunch of veteran hackers that tend to attend the meetings, and loads of political views and disagreements about things, and you know,
yeah,
and then you have
like that,
and then you have the hacker
Manchester.
Voice people there. So so yes.
Lyle, have you ever checked out a Linux user group?
I haven't, but I have attended Lug Radio Live.
All right. I'll check the Manchester one out.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but apart from doing a talk at Lug Radio Live, that's the only time I was actually part of a Linux user group.
Right.
Well, the news about me coming down to London, it's not this week, it's the week after, going early Friday morning, and apparently we're coming back about 2 p.m. on Sunday, so I'll probably be down there for the weekend, so we'll have to see if there's a hotel or something, and sort that out. I'll have to come see you all, see if I can get hold of that laptop that's in my room somewhere.
Yeah.
I might try and get down to London sometime in time for a meet.
When's the next Hacker Voice meeting? Do you know, or
it's the 2nd of March, next Friday.
Oh yeah, you just said, didn't you? Yeah. To be honest, I thought you meant 2600 meeting.
Yeah, we kind of do it at the same time because it just makes sense. Basically, what we do is we meet up for the 2600 meeting, and then we also meet up 2 weeks after. So it's like every fortnight. But I can't attend the fortnightly ones. The mid-month ones, because it's just too much hassle where I live now.
Right,
apparently HD Junkie is back online, though I can't see him online.
I can. He just joined.
I think it's just my Skype being slow and the gay. It's being Scoby. Right, I am calling him. Hello.
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 Hey. You are live on air?
You are live on Hacking Voicing Radios. You had a news story for us.
Yeah, I was just having a look at the old BBC website and that, and I just noticed there's the story, it was earlier on today, that the government is backing down on digital lockdown. The government has rejected a call to ban the digital that limit what people can do with the software, i.e. DRM.
Right.
In early December, there was a petition, an e-petition, that went out down to Downing Street and that basically against DRM. And the government have basically said, no, it's a good thing, this DRM, and we want to keep it. And yeah, basically, I think it's rubbish. So I wanted to air that opinion and see what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, I think politics and controlling what you do with software is a very, very bad mixture. DRM in itself is a complete waste of time, and it's coded badly by people who don't really want it to exist, I think. So yeah, it's, in my opinion, the government should play no part in what you are allowed to do with your computer. Neither should any company or organisation, for that matter.
Oh, indeed, definitely. But it expands with with new technologies, high definition and whatnot, and new standards and and that they, it's becoming outside of the computer as well, isn't it? You know, you look at your home entertainment system when you go and buy I haven't got one myself at the moment, but a high definition TV and that with a DVD player and that, they're going to start adding digital to that as well, so you can only play it on a certain player. If you haven't got the correct cable, the HDMI cable, for example, it can lock you out. So you spend £20 on a DVD and then, well, you can't watch it if you haven't got the right cable. I think that's pretty poor on their part, to be honest.
It's like the third lockout between HD, DVD and Blu-ray, isn't it? But then people have made dual format players.
Well, I couldn't hear you there, sorry.
It's like the third lockout between Blu-ray and HD, DVD.
Oh, yes. Well, is it Mitsubishi or someone like that has just created the dual format player, which will hopefully break that deadlock, yeah. So,
I mean, I think what they try and do is, because of different kind of formats of video media, each one they release, like now, high definition stuff, and Blu-ray and stuff like that, they're going to want to implement some sort of DRM into it as part of the technology, because they need to learn from their mistakes.
And it
never works.
No. I think what they're doing is that I think it's, in theory, it is a good idea, you know, to crack down on piracy from their point of view. Obviously, they're business. They're trying to make some money, obviously, and I understand that, and I agree. But they're going about it completely the wrong way, and they're just pissing everybody off, to be honest. And it's going to make people rebel even more. And if they lowered their prices for a start, I'd go and buy DVDs. But at £20 a pop, you know, it's stupid.
I see where they're coming from. There is a lot of bad stuff going on with technology, like people walking around and sitting on buses with phone jammers, for instance.
Not
mentioning the other in particular.
I told you not to bring that up.
I can remember you saying about it the other day when Sapphire shouted or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Drawing attention.
I can understand where they're coming from with certain things, but taking it to that sort of level is a bit stupid, personally.
Yeah. We're coming up to the end of the show, actually, so I'm going to start closing things off. If anyone has any further comments to say, please say them now.
It's quite important. I like eggs.
You like eggs?
Yeah.
I like cheese.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has got to do it for me, mate.
I can't think.
Well, it's good to have you finally on the on the show, HD Junkie.
Yeah, it's good. It's cool to speak to one and be a part of it. You know,
you are now famous.
Fantastic.
Well, in the time we've been talking, since I mentioned to you about I'm going to speak to Venom and see how we're going to meet him up in Brum, HD Junkie is also, he's a lot closer to me than Venom is, and Jordan's quite close as well, so we'll have to see if we can get a little...
Yeah, you should start a little hacker voice meeting.
Yeah, Brum hacker voice. Yeah. Brum HD.
Definitely.
Oh, Jordan knows, apparently. I don't know if there's any truth behind it.
Sorry, say that again?
Jordan owns, apparently. I don't know if there's any truth behind it.
Jordan is trying to get me to say his name there, so... Jordan apparently owns something. He owns Say That or Take That. Jordan owns Take That. There we go.
Jordan owns Sponsor.
Anyway.
Jordan owns an RC client.
Right, let's end on Hellraiser by VNV Nation.
I have one last comment for you.
Okay, go on then.
This is to Scobie, if he's listening. I will have YMCA by the Village People on the show for you tomorrow.
Cool, well, good night. I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you all tomorrow for another episode of Hacker Voice Radio.
Alright, see ya.
I'll be Belial.
I've been Sapphire.
I considered being Luke.
I've been Vesalius.
I've been HD Junkie.
Good night.
Night.
Sweet dreams.
Toodaloo.